You're listening to the New Old Heads podcast, shot live every Tuesday at twitch.tv/newoldheads and released every Thursday at noon via bringingdowntheband.com. The show is brought to you by Coleman Dental, Printfinity, Indie CD and Vinyl, and Sun King Brewery. Support the show directly by becoming a member at patreon.com/newoldheads.
You are now tuned in to the New Old Heads podcast. I am Major Seventh. The entire crew is here. As always, starting off with my man Longevity. How are you, sir?
Doing all right. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Last show of the year.
Yep.
Are you excited?
Super. super excited.
I feel you. I feel you. My man Jay Moore.
Another Tuesday.
My man Jay Moore is in the building. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Blessed and highly vaccinated.
I can dig it. Straight to the point. My man Jay Moore. Did I say Jay Moore?
Yes.
Jay Diff, that's you. How are you, man?
Salutations, yeah. I mean, same people that have been on the show for how many episodes?
216...
Yeah, man. a whole heap of them.
Yeah, a heap of helping us.
Yeah.
Heap.
Fried chicken, macaroni and cheese, and collard greens. Big from, never mind. Shout out to Goody Mom. Hello, gentlemen. Good to see you all,
yes,
as always,
indeed.
On this last episode of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the chat. The chat is alive and well. We see y'all also. Appreciate the support. I think we can go ahead and just... Get it cracking and jump into the rundown.
That's how it works.
That's how it works. Mm-hmm. That's how it's been working.
That's what we've been doing, man.
So, Jay-Z made, I won't say waves, but he did, because he basically said no one has a chance in hell against him in Versus.
Right.
I'm not mad at him having confidence in himself, but apparently the world is, because I saw so many people saying, oh, he can't beat Beyonce, or he can't beat this person, or he can't beat that. I saw that. Definitely saw that. And there's a huge list of people that he can't beat this person or that person. And we've talked about Versus. We know Lone hates Versus. But we've talked about this, and I think people are missing the ball with Jay, because to me, there's only one option, and it's Jay versus Nas. And it's just for hip hop, period. I don't care who wins. I don't care about the score or the tally or whatever, but what I found interesting...
That's more of an exhibition match.
Yeah, that's how you see that?
Yeah, I see
that. You think that Nas is the only person that could go up against Jay?
No, not the only person. I think it would be the best reaction. Like, just for hip-hop. Like, throw the scores out, all that. I think that's the best option. But Lil Jon made a point. Lil Jon said, and I'm paraphrasing because he cursed, but... he said Buster would give Jay the business. Now, I've said that multiple times. I said Buster is one of the scariest people from a Versus standpoint. And I also saw a list that Ninth Wonder put together, which was actually, you know, sold Jay's case even more.
It was actually missing a lot of songs.
Thank you.
And still.
Thank you.
Sold the case. But go ahead.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
No, you good. But what do y'all think about that? Because I don't think Jay is invincible in this, but it also depends on the setup. Depends on the location, the venue, where we are in the country. I think
it also depends on being able to be a performer, and that's the reason why Lil Jon listed Busta Rhymes.
Go ahead.
But I've literally seen everybody that they've stated that Jay-Z should go against.
Yep.
I've seen every one of them live.
Mm-hmm.
And Lil Wayne live is not Jay-Z live.
No.
Okay.
I tell you that much now. Nas is Nas, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Nas ain't really never been the
stadium guy.
Yeah, he's not that. It's just more lyrics and more of just.
But I've seen Nas a couple times, and he's a good performer.
Yeah, he is a good performer.
I saw Nas in
Chicago.
Taking
nothing away from him on that, but the way Jay-Z controls a crowd and does his cut, like, all right, I'm gonna give you an example. First time I seen Jay-Z was the Puff Daddy tour, No Way Out. This is when he just had a backdrop.
Mm-hmm.
So to see his evolution from just having a backdrop to what he does now, the whole stadium status, and it's a for real show.
Yeah.
He's out there, regardless of his financial status, he's giving you your money's worth. Mm-hmm. I ain't saying that Lil Wayne isn't, but his show is just, it pales in comparison to Jay-Z. Now, as far as, Busta Rhymes is one of the best live shows I've ever seen, and I've seen him multiple times, and that's because of him and Spliff Star.
I've heard a couple people say that people are gassing up what
Busta Rhymes' performance would actually do to a Versus. Do you disagree
with that? I don't think it matches up with Jay-Z. I don't think it matches up with Jay-Z because he has to have the catalog to go with it. Now, he can sell you the song because of the live performance, but Jay-Z has songs that literally go off and invoke an emotion in people.
Here's my rebuttal to that. In my personal opinion, I think if Busta were to depend on, with what you said, if Busta was to depend on his catalog by himself, then I think he would be at somewhat of a disadvantage. But you got to remember, features are in this, and Busta has countless notable features that I think would level the playing field, the way I see it, because they include features now.
Yeah.
So Busta has so many options that he can do from 25 years ago all the way up until now that are dope features.
Mm-hmm.
I think
that kind of matches with Jay-Z.
Yeah, because Jay-Z, like, he doesn't have features. Like, he doesn't have Rihanna features. Like, he doesn't have Beyonce songs in the tuck. Like, he's got Lenny Kravitz songs.
Did you see Ninth Wonder's post?
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. Ninth list is fire.
He set it up perfect. Like, there's no way you're beating that. This is what I'm saying. Coming from somebody that's seen his shows live,
which I
know exactly how that's gonna go.
Like, yeah, after I saw Ninth, I was like,
Ninth list is hard. It's hard to debate.
Okay,
the way he had it set up.
Have any of you seen Fade to Black?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
in passing.
And the thing is, that is from 2003. Jay-Z's only become a better performer since then.
Yes.
And the album hadn't been out for like 2 weeks
when he sat on a stool, unplugged.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And controlled that whole vibe, you know, and energy.
People be like, "Oh, what does Jay-Z play if Lil Wayne plays How to Love?" I'll be like, "Song Cry." Okay?
Yeah.
Like, there's something, like, you got to, people, just because you don't hear Jay-Z in the, you know, 444 had Nothing For You in the club, and you don't hear him all the time now because, first of all, it's just like in Grand Theft Auto when someone has completed the game and they're just doing side missions now.
Yeah.
That's Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he's not worried about, you know, when somebody's like, "I don't know, if you went up against Future, are you crazy?"
I don't even understand.
Somebody said that for real?
Yeah, like someone was like,
Future is the one that helped pretty much spark this. Remember when Future said...
Oh, when we talked about,
Future said that he was bigger than Jay-Z.
I mean, if you're 24 years old, maybe, you know, but at the same time, you can't depend on a bunch of 24-year-olds to just be in the club. Like, you got to understand, you got to go up against somebody who's been putting out records since the late 80s.
And everybody says with Jay, it's like, okay, it's nostalgia, which is a part of it. That's cool. But a lot of these records have lived. It's not like I just want to go back and listen to them because they take me somewhere. It's like that, plus they're still good. Like the list that Ninth put, these records are still good. And I think people don't take into consideration Jay's B-sides. I'm not talking about Bonnie and Clyde.
He did a whole B-side concert.
Right. Yeah. I'm talking about like Where I'm From. Yeah, like those joints
is
going to go.
Where I'm From is like my favorite Jay-Z song.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, that's not even on Ninth's list.
It's not on here.
It's not.
So you could drop Where I'm From anywhere and it's going to go. And that's a B-side.
And what a lot of people don't realize too is they wasn't outside.
Yeah,
when this was going off in the club.
Yeah, I remember that
vividly.
So,
like, if we're talking about what's in the club now, is 9 times out of 10 is what's out right now. But I know exactly the reaction that people had when Jay-Z songs.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah, but I still see the reaction when we play "I Just Want to Love You" in the club today,
or even when I play at Wine After Work. Excuse me.
Thank you.
It still goes.
It still go.
And I don't think either of those are on the list,
bro. I've had this conversation. I'm like, when PSA is going to beat,
come on, man,
there's nothing that's going to beat.
I don't understand.
Nothing.
Lollipop ain't going to beat that,
man. No. So somebody had made a post about how he said Jay-Z was going to get washed
by who?
By Lil Wayne.
Oh man,
actually not washed. What was the word he used? He used
were they our age? I hope not.
Dragged.
That's even worse.
He said Jay-Z is going to get dragged. And I said, you can't use Jay-Z and dragged in the same sentence unless he's cross-dressing. Because he ain't getting dragged by nobody.
No.
And then somebody said, had the nerve to put Lollipop like that was the secret weapon. That might be Lil Wayne's worst song.
Worst big hit.
Yeah. Worst big hit. Yeah.
I mean, you're going
to
need
like, he'd have to damn near play the remix with Kanye on it for me to be like, nah, that's yeah. it. And to me, that's still not a big joke.
You're going to need, you're going to have to shoot, like, he's going to have to shoot with a Millie's. Like all those, it's going to be those level of records, but yeah, you got to shoot
what,
all those.
You play a Millie and then Jay-Z play What We Do. Yeah. And it might be.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You don't really want it with Hov.
I mean, I'm seeing
that.
I'm seeing in the chat, Busta has 20 including features. That's what he does. I said. LL might have 20 is what I'm seeing also.
He might have 20, but he ain't got it with Hov.
He got it with Hov.
No.
Drake, Weezy, Kanye.
What about Kanye?
I think Kanye got it.
Half them songs would have Jay-Z on them.
Yeah.
Well, which makes it interesting.
That would be cool.
And then Jay-Z's going to be using songs that Kanye produced.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I like Kanye.
The weirdest one that I saw was somebody said RZA.
What?
Come on, man.
For who? For Jay-Z?
RZA could go up against Jay-Z.
No, in what?
In what world?
I love RZA, but what?
Like, not even in between the, I don't know.
Were they serious?
Yeah.
I've seen some really good comparisons as far as how Versus goes, because on paper, there's a few things that look good. So Dipset was supposed to beat the Lox.
I never thought they would,
On paper, they were supposed to beat the Lox, but the Lox held it down.
Yeah.
Holly and due to Jadakiss and him being really into it and them, of course, not rhyming over the
What Jadakiss did was the reason why I picked them. Because I was like, they gonna show out at the Garden. I knew that going into it. They gonna show out.
But when we're talking about Lil Wayne and Jay-Z, somebody compared it to the Manny Fresh Scott Storch battle. Because Manny Fresh has hits. He ain't got Scott Storch hits, though.
No.
Scott Storch's hits they run deep and I mean, he got hits with the Roots. He got hits with people you didn't even know he did music with.
And I think Manny Fresh
is pretty much, for lack of better words, a one trick pony.
I think Manny Fresh is a.
I feel like Scott Storch is, though.
That's what I was about to say.
One trick?
Yeah, but Scott Storch.
That's what I was about to say.
Scott Storch has a joints with the Roots. He's got Me, Myself, and I with Beyonce.
He does.
You know, he's got Still DRE. That's not one trick at all.
See, did he produce those all the way through, or was he collaborating?
The one thing I will say, I'm going to give Scott Storch this. He can sit down and play it.
Like I know he can play.
Like, he can sit down and arrange it. Like, I've seen some stuff. Like,
Lil Wayne and Fat Joe.
He's not Khaled when it comes to production.
I'm not saying that at all. For me, my thing with Scott Storch is I always kind of viewed him as somebody who was always collaborating with other people, as opposed to, like, Manny was always kind of.
Manny was 100%. He was a one-man wrecking crew.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
which I give him credit for.
Those beats top to. He did those albums top to bottom. So.
Yeah, right. Dolo. So I give him peas for that.
Like, I feel like. To our original point, I feel like the best verses with Jay would be Nas.
That's the best one.
And even if Nas doesn't have the records to match from a powerful reach standpoint, I think just culturally,
I don't want to see
Nas got Jay-Z the beat. Nas Lil, got Lil some. Wayne. He got some B sides, but he don't have the cumulative. He don't have it.
Yeah.
But I think
Lost tapes.
Well, I mean.
You know what? And
he
Nas
B sides on his own albums.
One thing I'll say about Nas is that he hasn't stopped. He's been continually putting work in. So like he's dropped like
he's got joints
three,
he could
four
his,
projects.
His last three albums, he could put in that verses.
So
I give him peace for that. My argument has always been Nas is aging better than his peers. I believe, well, especially getting into this bag. We about to talk about it with Hit-Boy, but Nas is aging gracefully because you see a lot of players. If you want to use sports as a reference, they hold on too long and then the production starts to slip and it's like, okay, it's time for me to get out of here. Shaq, his last 3 or 4 years, wasn't Shaq. He was just floating around Boston, Phoenix. But Nas is not.
He is chasing a ring.
Yeah, he was ring chasing Cleveland.
Oh, that's right. He was in Cleveland.
But Shaq played on 3 or 4 different teams. People don't even realize it. Mm-hmm. But Nas is still putting out good quality product in his late 40s.
He's doing a good job with it.
Yeah, so I got to give him peace for that. But I think the consensus for us here is it's probably a wrap for anybody beating Hov, unless...
Shout out to the chat, because this was my thought, too, as far as Jay-Z will never do a versus.
I don't think
the
bag's big enough.
That's the whole point of him stating that ain't nobody they ain't gonna see me.
Yeah.
You think he's really about to step in the ring with anybody when he just made that statement?
I don't.
No, he's not. And it's, he knows, like, everybody put together these lists and whatnot, and they're fun and all, but Jay-Z's never going to do that.
He doesn't have to.
You know what's caused the most controversy?
What?
Eminem.
Oh, God.
Eminem versus Jay-Z?
Only because of Eminem's fans.
No, yeah.
Oh, they go. Now, if it was held at, if it was held in the right location, you could have a...
Detroit.
You could...
Jay-Z would probably beat Eminem in Detroit.
I don't know about that.
Depending on what side of Detroit.
We're winning. I'm just fronting,
but still.
Yeah, be careful with that.
But I hate the fact that people was talking about how Future would beat Jay-Z in Atlanta.
That's stupid.
Like, okay, so there's 49 other states in the continental United States.
Continental.
And there's a whole state of Atlanta. I mean, maybe he wouldn't win it in the smaller counties.
Yeah.
Listen, man. Cut it out, Lone. Man, I don't think the bag's big enough for Hov. I'd love to see him and Nas just do it for the, as they say, for the culture, though. I would love to see that, but I doubt we get it.
Nah, they ain't gonna do that.
Some of these lists.
I'd be happy if they just go on tour together.
Yeah. I don't know if I ain't gonna say I put the paper up, but
you know how much money you gotta give Jay-Z probably just to get back on tour.
Let me ask you this. Whose prices are more expensive? Silk Sonic or Jay and Nas?
Jay and Nas. Just because they don't need it. Okay. Because you'd have to offer them so much money. Like,
to get both of them together.
Bruno's got paper, but he ain't got paper to where he's like, no, I'd just rather stay home.
I mean, he's got a Las Vegas residency.
That's paper.
You forgot that Jay-Z went on tour with Beyonce. So, I mean, once you group somebody with Beyonce, granted, they're equally as good as each other, but
you're not going to
get Beyonce.
If you haven't seen Jay-Z on tour yet, there's a good chance you ain't going to see him.
I missed the boat. I ain't going to lie. I got to watch two DVDs and relive stuff. So I've seen
DVDs
probably four times.
Fade to Black was on a DVD, man.
In 2003.
Yeah, that's when, I mean, I have to watch it.
We were talking about Jay concerts. Like,
well, I'll have to stream them now if I want to relive them.
There you go.
Alone.
HD with the Atmos. And,
You know what tour that I'm mad that I didn't go see, though?
Lone is a jerk.
Which one?
I'm mad that I missed Up in Smoke.
Yeah,
Up in Smoke did not come to St. Louis. It went to Salt Lake City, but didn't come to St. Louis.
It went to Salt Lake City and didn't see y'all.
I mean, that's the Booker's fault.
Yeah, that's you know.
Yeah. All right, man. Let's shout out to the chat too. Y'all real active here. We see you. Thanks for the feedback. Speaking of Nas, let's go into Mr. Nasir Jones. Couple things with him. Starting off with Magic, the surprise EP that he dropped.
It's a full album.
Or is the full album?
This is the thing we need to stop saying. Just because
educate your boy. Educate your boy.
Because this is that Megan Thee Stallion logic where if it's not, I don't call it an album. It's not an album.
Yeah.
But this has 9 songs on it, just like Thriller had 9 songs on it.
That's a fact, Jack.
And it's an album. It's
Illmatic had.
Illmatic didn't have it with 9 songs.
It might. I think they call it an EP because of the running time. I think it's like 30-something minutes.
Yeah,
because
you know what? How long Illmatic was? 39 minutes.
Well, there you have it.
So,
prove me wrong.
All these people talking about, oh, no, this is a mixtape. Is this? No. Did you sell it? Could you stream it? Yeah. Did you have to clear samples? It's an album.
Yeah. They said they approached it like it was Leftovers. From King's Disease.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I didn't hear that.
Because if you
listen, we know what Nas' Leftovers sound like. That's where you get lost tapes too.
He was talking about some stuff that like recently happened.
Just happened.
Maybe I'm tripping. I thought it was more of
these aren't Leftovers.
Nah.
They don't sound like it. Nah. So maybe I'm wrong when I say that.
And he says he's talking about, you know, he mentions how King's Disease 3 is on the way.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, never mind. I was gonna make an argument to that whole albums thing because it's clear samples for everything. Doesn't matter if it's a mixtape.
I mean, true.
Doesn't matter if you sell it.
But even on mixtapes, they won't let you put them on streaming services if they have to clear something.
Yeah,
if you like, even Drake So Far Gone, you don't get the whole album. What's the name?
You know what's on? You know what's on streaming services right now?
Talk to him.
That man is.
I mean, that's true.
Man,
all right. I'm gonna give you another example. Wiz Khalifa, Kush, and OJ doesn't have all the songs on.
They stripped that,
even though they put it on streaming services, it's still missing like two or three songs.
It depends on. So it's less to do with if it's an album or it's an EP or anything like that, or if it's a mixtape, if that's even a thing anymore.
Yeah,
it's more to do with how big you are and what you want to try to get away with.
Mm. Because if you're relatively unknown or whatever, you know, I mean, much stuff you can go through and find on Spotify that got cleared, or even stuff that, you know, people that register through ASCAP, and like it goes through because they're like,
one, you don't even check it through ASCAP and that stuff. But two, I mean, I can go right now and put this podcast in 8-minute segments out as an album if I want and release it.
Let's do that.
And nobody would check it. Nobody would check me for it. You know what I mean? Like I could. There was that when Earl Sweatshirt went. Remember when there was that rumor that Earl was dropping that secret album with Alchemist and was on YouTube somewhere?
Yeah.
Somebody took a whole bunch of Earl's mixtape songs, put them together, and released them on distribution services. Mm. Not Earl.
Word?
Like, you know, like there's not a ton of check and balances. Like once it became like an independent person's game and they allowed pretty much anybody to get into it.
It's the Wild Wild West now.
It really kind of is for the most part. Like, don't get me wrong. You can get, people can't find it, and then you can get hit with something.
People ask me, younger producers or people that I run into alone. I'm sure you've had this as well. They talk about sampling and they say, well, man, I hear all these horror stories, and I'm like, you just starting to make beats, fam, and you just getting your feet wet. Don't worry about it. And this may sound bad, but I always say, if they come to find you,
you're doing
your record
right.
Is doing something right if they come to find you.
Because the thing is, and this is just the truth of the matter, they're not going to come at you for a financial gain unless you're making money.
Yes.
Right.
Because otherwise it's a waste of money to come after you. Then they're just going to do a cease and desist and you have to remove it or whatever. But
the whole point to come after you is to get paid.
To get paid. That's like Mac Miller and the, what's the producer? Lord Finesse, I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, Mac Miller did it as a homage to Lord Finesse.
And he wasn't going.
And he got, you know, the song blew up and Lord Finesse came after him. But, you know, like.
And I'm sure he got what he got paid.
Yeah. But the only reason he came after, Finesse came after him, was because it was such a huge hit.
Right.
Yeah. So. But with Nas, with this project, I like it. And
solid, man.
I think
Nas is not missing. Record.
This is
what I love about what's going on here.
Let me ask y'all this. I want to throw this out there because I had this conversation in the chat.
Mm.
I feel like, you know, I'm kind of biased. So with Hit Boy, I like him, but I don't because, you know, y'all know.
Yeah, there's some, through that. Yeah.
But every time I see something with Hit Boy, I'm like,
I pause.
I'm just like, I'm listening to it with extra set of ears, like.
I can't turn that off now because of the homie. I'm just going. We know that.
It makes sense though.
I gotta vouch for my homie first. But
previous episode, go look at the old Brown episode of the New Old Heads.
Yes, but I'm not gonna sit here and be a fool and ignore that fam is talented at making beats. My argument is, or what I say, I think Hit Boy has found a way to update nostalgia with his production. I think the way he produces with Nas, there's still a nostalgic feel to it, but it's not outdated. It's like it's the most recent, whatever you want to call it, when you get your phone.
I don't even think it's nostalgic.
Yeah, I don't think that.
I think some of the production, the drum loops that he used, the some of the patterns of the production, is still cut from that cloth, but it's just updated. That's the way
it has to be cut from that cloth because it's Nas. But what I think Hit Boy, in my personal opinion, I won't give him all the credit, but he breathed new life in Nas because Nas is not stopping. He's been relentless since he hooked up with Hit Boy.
Yep.
Like there was a point in time where he did a song with Khaled that said Nas's album is done. Nas's album wasn't done. It was dope, but the album wasn't done. We didn't get an album from Nas for 3 years after that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Since he's got with, and then that album was the one with Kanye, right?
No. The album he did, Nas album.
Nasir, that was trash.
Yeah, that was the one.
Jesus.
I wouldn't say it was trash, but it just wasn't.
It ain't these.
No, it definitely was not these. Like, since he got with Hit Boy, it's almost like it awakened something in Nas.
I would agree.
And his rhymes are with today. It's like, it's not even a nostalgic flow. And he kind of hinted on people want to hear the old Nas or whatnot on this album. But his growth and the direction he's going in, it is on point to me. I love it.
The way that I hear the production, and it could be just me. I can't wait to hear what you think when you hear it, Long. But it's the drum loop selection. It's the drum programming. It's the way that it's put together. It's like the way I take it is he's slightly paying homage to that era, but it's just updated. Everything is updated, up to date. His bars, to your point, is based off now. It doesn't sound like he's trying to pull back to the past and rap about the same old stuff, which I think goes to the argument about what we talked about when I say he's aging so well, like with his amongst his peers. These last two or three projects to me have heightened how I feel about Nas overall, because he's still so consistent at 48, 49 years old. I got to give him peace for that, because we've seen a lot of people. How many albums KRS-One got?
A lot.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I don't know. I'm not trying to clown KRS. I'm talking about using it as a comparison. Like, everybody doesn't age well. And the fact that Nas can still get, you know. And
KRS-One is still doing the same KRS-One.
But Nas is it. So right. We got to give Nas peace for that. But I like this project, man. Jay Moore, what you think?
No, I just don't like it. I think it's an excellent album, you know. And
yeah.
When you talk about who is, you know, the person who is the artist of the year in hip hop, you have to put Nas in that conversation for not just putting out two good albums, but two great albums. This album is 9 songs of him not taking any bars off.
I'm not mad.
I was, because I felt like, oh, this has to be some leftovers. Like, because how hungry is Nas to get into the studio and just try to create greatness at this point? When you are this rich and you've created this much of a legacy for yourself, you know. But this Nas is dude is hungry. You hear it in his voice. You hear it in his rhymes. You hear the way he rides a beat. You know, this is a great time for him as an artist, because it's not like somebody saying, all right, Nas, you know, it's been 2 years. You got to get back in there. We need some product.
He's staying ahead of the
game. You know, he's literally making records that he wants to make, rhyming the way he wants to rhyme and rhyming. They're not like, okay, now we need you to go ahead and get this beat so we can get some West Coast sales.
Bingo.
Okay, we need you to go ahead and do this so we can get you on the radio and maybe get you on.
Well, he's evolved in that way.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, and it kind of goes back to, you know, what I said last week, and it goes back to what I said a couple weeks even before that, to where, you know, these artists don't have to chase radio records anymore, which is probably why I'm so excited about, you know, hip hop in this musical space.
Sounds
is
like
because
a question I asked.
You know, at one point, you know, if you had an A&R, if you're at a major, you have to give them something for the radio, and that has to be front and center. We'll let you be artistic and talk about your mindset and the world and geopolitics. Mm-hmm. We'll let you get to that. But if you don't have something we can put on the radio, then we don't have an album that we can even release. Right. And now we're in a space to where, you know, I mean, let the radio do what the radio does. But that does not mean you can't have a number one album if you don't have something for the radio.
Right.
If you think about a project that we've talked about a lot, if you think about Tyler's joint, his album, I don't know if there's a joint on there where I'm like,
nothing for the radio.
He obviously went for the radio.
He never does anything.
He's got records that would work on it, though.
They would, but
he doesn't. He doesn't.
But I don't think
puts out anything that he.
That's what I'm
wants
saying.
To be on
that's
the radio.
What I'm saying. Like, I think
I feel like the older artists are finally getting, like, Nas figured it out. Like, he's doing what a lot of the people that emerged in the 2010s are doing, which is they're just making the music they want to make.
Just make it.
And, because they didn't come from the radio era.
Right.
And that era of, well, I have to have this type of song. I have to have this, you know.
Whereas you have somebody
there have been whole albums that have been shelved because, you know, the company's like, well, we don't have anything for the radio.
Yeah.
You have somebody that's from that age or from that era on the flip side, like Khaled, who's fixated on the radio. You know what I'm saying?
That's his bread and butter.
And he'll be content with 3 weeks at number one, and then the album disappears.
I mean, but Khaled's approach is, let me make every song a single, and I can just,
and one of them is going to stick.
Yeah, like he's not worried about making a good album. He's just making about a good singles, a best of list. He just wants to.
And whoever's hot right now is going to be on there.
Yeah,
that's just what it is.
I was going to say about Hit-Boy and his production. The one thing that I think that he does well is that he's evolved with the modern day producer in the sense that when you think about sampling records and digging for records and how it used to be, you know, you used to have to go dig, find the record, clear the sample, do all that nonsense. What Hit-Boy's kind of done is, I think the reason why he can funnel through so much work and make so many beats is because he does use sample packs.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you know how to work the sample pack space, and a lot of that stuff is royalty free, you can get right through it. A lot of that stuff is drag and drop.
Yeah,
sure.
He's
capitalizing.
Even though I will give him the credit of, he is a good producer and he has a great ear, right?
Yes, he does.
But if you have everything just handed to you, it's like Michael Jackson having a whole album and him just handing you the stems as a producer. Like you have everything you need. You just literally throw a drum break on that mug and
if you have, and for people that haven't heard how full these sample packs are, when Lone is saying it's everything, it's literally plug and play, like drag and drop.
Yeah.
Like the sample packs now are to the point, they're so elaborate now where you literally can drag and drop, stick a drum loop underneath it and have the person record and go get it mastered.
Yep.
It's that simple.
It's like,
especially if the loop is fire.
And if you're a producer where you can actually play something, you actually have a little bit of musical knowledge, you can drag a dope loop on there. You can flip it a little bit. You can drag a drum loop on there. You can flip it a little
bit.
Put
that seasoning on.
You can play a little bass line really quick. You can add some filtering and drop it out. You got a beat done in like, I mean, I could do that in 10 minutes.
If you give a producer that's dope a sample pack, somebody that can really get down, it's almost like an alley-oop. It's cheating almost. It's cheating, the wrong word.
I mean,
cheat
I get,
code, maybe.
It's a cheat code. It's a cheat code, but I think it's just become a lot more acceptable.
You gotta do the work, but yeah.
Even with all this being said, like, you still have to be able to know what drums sound good with what samples. You still have to be able to know how to create counter melodies and add bass lines and drops and have to have all this knowledge and stuff. But
which is a skill.
But it is different than having to sit down with a blank canvas and create all that from scratch.
Yeah.
Or taking a song and finding what elements of a song you want to do. It's like sample packs are like taking
somebody's
the
already,
best part of the best thing.
They've already
just,
done that.
And looping it perfectly. Yeah. So you just drop it in and it fits with any tempo. It's like
they it's cut like, out the sample
like drum
packs.
Breaks,
they cut out three or four steps, because if you dig, you got to listen to the whole record to find that part, then cut it up, then get it looped properly, then go from there.
But if you know the right places to look for sample packs.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that I teach. Like, I don't let any of my students use sample packs.
Yeah.
To a certain point, because you have to, that's not the goal. Like, I want you to be able to make sample packs.
Yeah. Exactly.
Once you get good, use them.
Shout out to Crisis, too. I saw Crisis from Ninth Wonder Squad, Soul Council. He was doing a demo for Machine. And they asked me, said, why do you keep everything so simple in terms of your production? He said, I feel like with Machine, I have everything I need, got my turntable, maybe a keyboard for additional stuff like Lone was talking about. He said, if I get three or four different things going, I feel like I'm cheating.
Yeah.
Is what he said. Everybody didn't have integrity like that. So I
don't even know if I would call it necessarily integrity.
Is integrity the wrong word?
It's just,
because you have to evolve.
It's
music evolves.
It's borderline. It's borderline.
Production evolves. Music evolves. There's a lot of things now that happen in music that I'm not going to say I'm thrilled about, but it's evolution. Like, you have to evolve.
Producers pretty much have given other producers this handicap because they're producing these sample packs and selling them. And then other producers are picking up on it and
it's like
putting
what
down
happens,
a little tweak on it.
What happens when the sample pack isn't there? Then who are you then?
Yeah, but the thing is they'll always be there. At this point, it's like technology.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, it's just like Serato with DJing, you know, like at this point in time.
You'd be a fool to be carrying crates into the club.
Oh, come on, man.
You know what I mean? And then, they're getting that way with
unless
the
unless it's
the
for a specific
now,
event.
You know? Yeah, exactly. Unless it's like
now, there's some people that probably never didn't use the sync button, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But has it affected their career?
No, it hasn't, because the only people that are checking them on it are other DJs. Yeah, exactly. The music's not.
Same thing with the production stuff. I mean, the same thing with sample packs. Yeah. The only people that really know are the people that know about it.
Jay Moore, does anybody care about how the DJ's doing with the sync button or anything, or do they just care about the vibe?
They just care about the vibe. You know, I wish it wasn't like that, because, you know, even in the, you know, the club that I run, we have what I consider to be the bare bones. We have a controller in there, and, you know, because we understand there are people that don't know how to use the new Rain turntables and all that.
Yeah. And they're steadily changing all the time.
And yeah, there's always, so we said, okay, this is something we have a bare minimum, you know, but then there are people that don't know how to play on that.
It's a good controller though.
It's a good controller, you know, because at the end of the day, we're not doing a DJ competition.
Yeah.
You know, we want the DJs who come into that club to be able to keep a vibe going. So we have no problem with that. But then like, I, you know, there are DJs that come in and see that equipment and they still don't know how to rock on it. Mm. And they plug in a little Fisher Price, you know, my first controller.
Oh my God.
Oh, for real?
And the thing is, like, I wouldn't even have an issue with that. But see, the thing is, I know the difference between, you know, those controllers don't have good sound cards in them.
Ah, and okay, so
The music, even though they're setting a vibe, it sounds bad to me because I know what my speakers in my club are supposed to sound like.
Right.
That's fair. You know, so I never thought about
everything.
It like that.
Everything is perfectly tuned.
Playing YouTube rips.
Yeah. I mean, that's who.
You can play a YouTube rip if you got some good equipment.
You know, but you know, like
it
I said,
still comes off at 128 kbps.
It does, but there's a reason
but
why.
But you can adjust it if you know.
You know
what
it's
doing.
It's not just because of the way the platters are set up. It's
they
because
don't care.
I know what the sound card is inside that particular controller. And I know it's going to sound like in the club.
At the end of the day, though, like Jay Moore said. Like Terry said,
I'm the first man. I'll tell you, I didn't. If it's a song I cannot find, and I found it on YouTube.
Oh no, for sure.
I'm ripping that joint.
Oh no, I get it. No, I fully get it. But in general, like,
but you gotta have good equipment.
You got, but even still, like, you can't. You can't shine it. You can't shine it.
But mine is. But mine. I care because I can hear the difference.
Yeah.
In a controller that has a bad sound card and the controller that we have there set up for everybody to play on.
Yeah, no, that's
but you know what?
Controller.
The people who come down there, they just want their shots. They want to groove a little bit. They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it just depends. Like if the song is a song that they weren't expecting, it's their song. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Yeah. Nobody cares.
That's all right, Ben. Let's.
It's just like when Serato first hit and there was the whole, like, the purist thing. Like, you know what? The people who come here to party don't care at all.
Mm-mm. Nope.
I just hope that Andre 3000 finds his hit boy.
Man.
And starts dropping stuff.
I take about three
don't
or four of those.
I know. This is just wishful thinking.
Yeah.
He's going to make a flute album.
That'd be cool.
I'm going to check it out, though. Yeah.
Hey, if somebody can flip a flute really nicely, that'd be awesome. Yeah. Sample him and then have him rap on it.
Shout out to Big Boy Sleepy Brown for putting out a nice little groove. I like that project.
I have to come back to it.
Check that one out. Lone, let's go ahead and shout out our partners for...
Thanks to our partners. Dr. Coleman of Coleman Dental is our go-to dentist. He's a longtime Indianapolis arts and music supporter located right in Broad Ripple. Printfinity is a screen printing shop based in Indianapolis, owned and operated by our own DJ J Diff. Our good friends at Indie CD and Vinyl operate one of the best record stores in North America. Shop new and used in their site or visit them in person. Sun King Brewery is what we're drinking on every episode. Check out their many local locations, and they might just be selling in your city if you're not in Indianapolis. And the best way to support the New Old Heads is to visit our Patreon and become a member for as little as $3 a month. All details on newoldheads.com.
All right, we're back. Shout out to our partners as always. The chat is acting a fool, man. I'm seeing some stuff I might agree with, I might not on there. They really active about this Nas. We see, you know, we appreciate the support and the interaction as always.
Nasty Nas to Esco to Escobar.
Stop, man.
Now he is who?
Stop.
Nostradamus.
That's a terrible album, by the way. Nostradamus is
not terrible, but it's just not good.
Project Windows saved it.
It didn't. It didn't save it.
I'm talking about saved it from being one of the worst albums ever. Saved it from it. Oh. Project Windows, go. I don't care what nobody say. All right. Let's get into this next topic. So I want to play pick one with the crew here.
Mm-hmm.
Pull this list so Terry can't see. So I love saying this phrase. It came across my desk.
Do you own a desk?
I do. I work at a desk.
Cool.
What you trying to say?
Oh no.
You got a TV tray, don't you?
Yeah, I work every day.
You take me as one of those guys that make a makeshift desk.
Not a real one?
Yeah.
I feel you, man. That's all right, though.
That'd be me, probably.
Yeah. You got a desk.
I do, but I'd make one. But anyways.
Cool.
I feel you.
All right.
let's go. I got to pick one for you all. I know my answer, but I'd be curious to see what you guys think. You have five options. Dinner with Jay-Z, a blunt with Snoop, party with Drake, studio in the studio with Kanye, sharing a drink with Diddy. I'll read these again. Dinner with Jay-Z, a blunt, smoking a blunt with Snoop, going to a party with Drake, in the studio with Kanye, or sharing a drink with Diddy.
That's easy.
Now, for me, it's very easy for me. I take the blunt with Snoop. The Snoop going to roll up.
I don't even smoke.
Not about me. Snoop going to smoke this blunt. I'm going to get him whatever he need. And we go into the studio, I'm going to play beats for him.
But you're not having a blunt with Snoop.
Snoop is having a blunt. It doesn't matter. Snoop can smoke.
Since you don't get down. Snoop got that real.
Hey, Snoop can smoke until the cows come home. I'm going to be getting to the point where we can get to the studio so I can play these beats.
I can dig that.
And it's a wrap. That's me. As long as Snoop get high as he want to and I play beats in the background, I'm with that. So that's my approach because all the rest of these
Your lungs going to have to stay home if you're smoking with Snoop, though.
I mean, you know,
you have to do some training before you go smoke with Snoop.
Well, I'll just say I know friends that can help me train and get prepared for this. I ain't going to put no names out there. But that's my pick. I'm doing a blunt with Snoop and he going to get this work, connect me and drop jewels on me the whole night while he high. I'm going to have a good time. The rest of these combinations are extremely weird or could get extremely weird.
How can it get weird?
Studio with Kanye is extremely weird. Party with Drake has the potential to be weird. And a drink with Diddy might be weird.
A party with Drake actually sounds like a good time if that's what you're picking.
I don't know.
I'm not picking that personally.
I ain't picking that.
No, it's probably top premium liquor, a lot of light-skinned girls, you know.
Yeah.
It's probably, you know.
Exoticals.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
That sounds like a good time.
That might be a good time.
I'm trying to get to this paper,
I've heard horror stories of.
Horror?
Well, not necessarily horror. Let me get to what I'm saying. All you heard was horror and you got scared.
I thought you said horror story.
I did.
Horror. Go ahead, man.
Finish the story.
Oh, God. About the studio with Kanye, how Kanye is so indecisive about everything.
And yeah.
Makes you do everything over and over and over.
That's number five. I would never choose that
at all.
That's not me. Me personally,
I'm cool.
Would probably be either dinner with Jay-Z or drink with Diddy. Probably.
Any reasoning why?
Just because I know if I'm eating dinner with Jay-Z, it's going to be at probably a 5-star restaurant.
Nice steakhouse, baby.
Yeah, nice steakhouse. Probably, 3-4 course meal. Enough time to chop it up. Drink with Diddy. It's probably going to be some top shelf liquor. I don't make beats, so there's no reason for me to have a blunt with Snoop. Unless I was trying to be his tour DJ. But I don't want to smoke with Snoop, though.
I'm not smoking with him.
I'm not trying to smoke with Snoop. I don't get down like that.
Make sure he got what he need.
Had a dinner or order drink. I'm simple.
He gonna say, you want to hit this? I'm like, nah, I'm cool. But these beats, though. And as soon as we hit
that makes sense for you.
What if he said, I'm not listening to no beats unless you hit. What if he does the deep cover thing? It was like, you ain't hit the blunt yet.
Tell you what. As long as nobody can.
He's gonna shoot the wall.
Long as nobody can record it. Then, you know, I might have to do what I got to do.
Also, too, I could possibly work with Jay-Z or Diddy, like as far as, because they own companies and things like that. So that's my angle.
The question is, he just bought back Sean John.
Exactly.
The question is, are they coming off any jewels that can benefit you within that dinner?
But that all depends on where you take the conversation or allow the conversation to go.
They got
to
follow you, though, right?
That's true.
Snoop gonna follow me because the music gonna take care of him. That's what I'm banking on. I'm betting on myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm betting on myself that when he hears it. When he hears it, it's gonna take care of himself.
It's like how Jay-Z bet on himself when he said nobody can beat me.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, and at the end of the day, too, I hate to go back to that. That is an element of hip hop.
Yeah.
Being confident in yourself that nobody can beat you.
I'm going in there locked and loaded.
There's confidence and there's, you know.
Delusion.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of delusion out here, but I think he earned the right to be braggadocious.
I'm going in there locked and loaded. He gonna like something.
No, that makes sense. That's the way I see
it. Long, what you got, man? If you had to pick one.
Well, I would
pick, read them again?
No, I'm looking at them. I would pick none of them. I wouldn't even go. But
you gotta pick one, bro, for the show.
If I had to pick one, it would. It's funny you said Blowing with Snoop, because that was the same one that I was gonna pick.
Yeah, you know what's up.
And I don't smoke either.
He know what's all. Up.
So, but I would definitely. I feel like that would be the most chill time. And from a musical standpoint, I feel like he is the most creative, willing to try things. And so
there it is.
And I was just kind of what,
and it ain't like Snoop doesn't have access to the, from a business standpoint, like he's not one of the biggest rappers in the world, like he doesn't have investments and all the rest of the stuff, but I think I can get all those jewels while playing my music. That's the way I feel it.
And
it,
to Snoop be honest, is probably the most funnest to hang with.
Exactly.
And even if I wasn't playing music, I don't know. I just don't know.
There's I'ma still soak up the jewels though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'ma still.
I just feel like maybe Jay, I don't know. I don't like those types of settings.
Yeah. Okay.
And the drink with Diddy. Yeah.
Jerry trying to eat and then drink top seven. Yeah,
if I was like,
I don't even like Kanye and I don't like parties. So, you know,
if I was early 20s, like maybe early 30s, I would probably pick the party with Drake.
If I was in my 20s, I might agree with you, but as a grown man, I'm trying to get right to that business.
Yeah.
Jay Moore, man, talk to me, man. Pick an option. You said you had yours easy.
Well, you know, now that I think about it, it's not as easy. I know which one is at the very bottom of my list, and that would be Dinner with Jay-Z.
That's at the bottom, below Kanye in the studio?
You understand, like, a lot of times, just because Jay-Z's one of the most famous people on Earth, like, he's also, like, an introvert. Okay. He'd probably sit there and look at me the whole time and be like, so what do you like to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a feeling like Jay-Z really doesn't like to talk to people he doesn't already know.
Yeah,
like it just doesn't seem like that'd be a great. And plus, think about all the times Meek Mill's probably sat down and drank and had food with Jay-Z, and he still ain't got no royalty statement. So like, it's not really so much you can do to help me if you can't. If Meek Mill's been over here,
and he's gonna have 3, 6, 12 bodyguards around you.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I no.
Don't forget about Memphis Bleek.
Yeah, like
Memphis Bleek, as long as I'm alive, he's a millionaire.
Yeah, he says that. I don't know at this
I do believe it.
Like just for straight leisurely situations, I'd probably smoke with Snoop. But
there
you know, if I was trying to get something out of it, I'd probably sit down and have a drink with Diddy. You know what I'm saying? Here's somebody who has been in the game for a long time. Like he's been around the greats, he's been around the Jodeci's, the Mary J's, the Notorious B.I.G.'s, you know.
He's responsible for a lot of things.
You know, and so you know, I could say, okay, well, what was your strategy on why you sold Sean John in the first place? And what is the strategy on buying it back? Yeah. You know, I mean, you have a television station. We could talk about a myriad of things. You know, everybody else, I'd be like, yeah, that'd be fun, maybe, except for like hanging out with Kanye in the studio. That just seems like.
My nerves couldn't take that. My blood pressure.
And if somebody. As much as I rock with Kanye, I still don't want to chill with him in the studio.
Now that's somebody keeping it a buck right there.
Somebody who essentially has monetized his social life. Like what hanging out with Drake in a VIP somewhere, that's not particularly appealing. So I probably, you know, sit down and if I was really just trying to take something from it, I'd probably sit down and have a drink with Diddy. If I was just trying to chill and be on some leisurely type vibes, I'd definitely smoke with Snoop.
I'll tell you what. After going through the whole list, I'm still not backing off Snoop being number one. That's my number one for obvious reasons. But you guys are making a compelling argument for the drink with Diddy. And it is just because of his portfolio, what he's accomplished. He's not an introvert. Like Diddy's probably
Drop.
He's out there. He gets excited.
Yeah, he's going to engage the conversation.
He's going to drop some gems. I feel like he would be excited too.
That's what I'm saying. Like I think I put that too. Now that I think about it, the rest of them I think could get awkward or weird. That's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, I still remember. Like there have been people that I've been to what Jay said about Jay being kind of like to himself and stuff. Like I remember I was at. I was in Detroit once at this place where Black Milk was playing.
Yeah.
And he was just at a table by himself, like where you're at.
Yeah.
And I'm at a table by myself where I'm at. And I still didn't approach him because I was just like, he's just minding his own business.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm just going to mind my own business too.
Yeah.
But part of me was like, yeah, I want to have a conversation. But it's just like, I don't really have anything to say.
Yeah. And
hey man, I like your music. What were you thinking about when, like, nah.
He's going to be like, man, I'm just chilling right now.
Yep. He's a nice guy. He'd probably answer.
But, I mean, like, it was,
I've met people there.
Yeah. I've seen celebrities. I don't want to bother you. You seem like you're just trying to,
especially if they seem like chilling and cool.
Yeah.
Like,
I met one of Lone's number one enemies in Pete Rock. And
he's not an enemy.
Pete, I threw some gas on that, but Pete Rock is really nice. He was really nice when I met
him. In person?
Yes.
He just has the internet persona that isn't.
When I met Pete Rock in New York for iStandard,
right.
Shout out to my man Jay Hatch too, battling cancer, man. That's my guy. I met Pete Rock. Yo, man, love what you played, but this is what you got to do. And he took me to the side and spent 5 or 6 good minutes with me after we dapped it up or whatever and gave me a whole bunch of game. It was like, man, keep doing your stuff, man. You dope. And left.
That's
I'm like, I'll take
that's
that.
Nice. Yeah,
I'll take that.
That's what's up.
That's dope.
Like, I didn't need anything else from me. It was real quick, right to the point, and he was gone.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't try to play me or any of that. So some of these people, some of the artists or are legends, I guess you either got to catch them at the right time or, you know, just be lucky. But it's good to say that everybody's not a jerk, but there's another side to that.
Yeah.
We've all talked about it. We've all run into it at some point.
I think just from my point of view, like, even answering this question, like I'm super low key. Like,
yeah.
Like, if I saw Jay-Z across the street and there were a bunch of people,
yeah,
I would just go back in my house.
Yeah, I'm not going over
I can see you doing that easy. Yeah, you know, I can see
that. Yeah, I'm an introvert myself.
I don't need Jay-Z Secret Service beating me up.
I'm not running across
myself.
The street.
Even the time when Pete Rock was here for that event, I was trying to get Top Speed to just get my stuff signed for me. I didn't want to go up and even say nothing to him.
Yeah.
I was like, man, can you sign? He's like, man, go ahead and do it. I'm like, all right,
nah, man.
I'm an introvert, so I understand that.
I was too frustrated with the situation.
I can't be too much of a Pete Rock hater. I mean, I have the sign.
I'm just throwing gas. I'm just throwing gas on there. I know we fool with Pete Rock. They just don't know about the incident. You can go check that out on the episodes, though. Something funny that happened, but we still fool with Pete overall. Shout out to the chat, too. We appreciate y'all. Comments is crazy. And we saw some subs as well. Thank you for that.
Yeah, shout out to Rican for gifting 5 subs.
Yeah, that's we appreciate it.
Merry Krimo.
Merry Krimo on the subs.
At least
looking
not
out.
We died.
Yeah.
All right, man. Let's.
We got 9 more minutes. We can do the last topic if you want.
That was the,
How's the state of hip hop going?
Why do you read it like that? Why did you read like that?
Year of 2022.
Jay Moore actually alluded to it. He just said, this is one of the things that I'm excited about hip hop. I don't know what it was. It was in relation to, you just said it. Wrote that down, but you just said something about it. This is why I'm excited about hip hop moving forward.
I think
but
it was about radio not mattering as much anymore.
That's what it was.
For
yeah.
Stuff,
that could,
right?
I guess that's his answer to that. I don't know, man. For me, I actually like what Jay Moore said, but I don't want to double down on that. I think the versatility and I think the balance is starting to slowly come back around because the radio is not as important as it used to be. So I think there's starting to be.
Just that we don't pay attention to radio like that.
Well,
right.
That could be true.
You guys have joined me.
We come on home on that. But I still feel like the reason I say that, Terry, is because I see the groundswell from Griselda. Like, they are legit.
Not on the radio.
They're not, but they're not on the radio. That's what I'm saying. But you, like, there's a lot of people that know Benny and Conway and West Side Gun, and they don't be on the radio. I think that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, who's on the radio now? Like, who's even on the radio? Like, I don't know.
I don't listen to anybody that's on the radio, to be honest with you.
I couldn't tell you. Whenever I listen to the radio, rarely, it sounds like the same song being played between 15 and 20 minutes, different variations.
I mean, the only reason I asked Jay is because I know he checks stuff for the club and stuff like that.
No,
but like, I don't even know what's played on there.
But I don't even know if artists are even pressing to get radio play like they used to because everything is so wide open.
I think Instagram is more important to people than
Instagram
the radio.
TikTok is more important.
Yeah.
That's fair.
TikTok will probably take over it all.
Yeah. I saw a story this week to where, as far as viewership is concerned, TikTok has overtaken YouTube, even though the clips are shorter. Like there are more hours spent on TikTok than there are on
quicker.
YouTube.
I'm not surprised by that.
You want to get a quick hit, move on to the next.
Because we've all been down the rabbit hole
Yeah, that was last night.
We've all been down that rabbit hole of scrolling, mm-hmm. right?
And sometimes it's like, stop.
It gets bad. Yeah,
like, I'm telling myself, stop.
I have to stop.
It's a rabbit hole.
Yeah, so I'm just excited about the possibility of balance. I think hip hop is his best when it's balanced.
When was the last time that you think that hip hop was balanced?
Commercially and just as a whole?
To whatever you're speaking on balance.
98?
No, not even close.
I say 98.
Because at that point, radio meant everything.
Mm-hmm. No, but I'm talking about what was being played on the radio, because you got to remember, if you ever look at a picture of the albums that were on, the top albums that came out that year, none of them sound the same. None of them.
All those albums weren't on the radio.
Well, I mean, that's fair. Maybe I'm not looking at it from a radio standpoint.
You said they all were?
They were not.
You said they were not.
But the diversity was there. But that would go to Mike's point, though, wouldn't it?
Because the diversity is there. That's what I'm saying. When I say balance, I'm talking about you can have a West Side Gun and Benny and Conway get peas, and then you can also have whatever the stuff is on the radio. It's not like Benny and Conway them are small. Like, they are known. Mm-hmm. Like, they have a huge following at this point.
Nas isn't a radio artist, though.
Yeah, Nas is doing well right now.
But Benny is doing great.
You know, they don't even put out clean versions of their albums so people can play them.
Yeah. People are winning Grammys, and I know we kind of took away the whole impact and energy that a Grammy should have in today's day and times, but the cats that are winning Grammys don't have radio hits.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So
I think that's a good thing.
I think that hip hop is in as good a state as ever, to be honest with you. I mean, people are showing range, especially like we just talked about Nas.
Yep.
He's still consistently putting out music. Jadakiss, man. I don't know if y'all have been paying attention to his features. As somebody that came out 20 plus years ago.
Yep.
He is definitely standing on something.
I would agree.
Method Man is standing on something. When you're talking about features, I haven't heard anything about him dropping anything new here lately. But people are showing that they're versatile as far as being able to stand the test of time. Bam. And not have to disappear from hip hop because of age. The new cats are coming up. There's some stuff to look forward to from... what's my guy that just did the song with Lil Wayne?
Cordae.
He's got a new album coming out.
I really like him.
Yeah, he's nice. Who else? I don't know. It's just in a good place, man. Everybody can pick and choose what they want to pay attention to and listen to. And we're pretty much evidence that whatever you're into, if it'll rock. Yeah. Regardless, because there's enough people that are going to focus on that and keep it moving.
That was going to kind of be my point. I feel like, if anything, I like how much hip hop and just music in general, and I feel like it's going towards this way. Everything seems to be a lot less decentralized in the sense of like...
Blockchain hip hop.
Yeah.
Basically, kind of in a way.
You know, like, it's like... You know, like, there's an interview with Russ, and he says, well, you know, once I realized that four people ran the music industry... And I knew all those four people, I didn't have to join the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same way, like in a different manner. Like, you don't have, there's not as many gatekeepers that matter.
Yeah.
You know, there's still gatekeepers and there's still places that you can, you know.
There are people who can push you.
For sure.
Yeah.
There's not a group of four people can say that's not going on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now.
Those days are over.
Yeah. And now it's so much determined. A lot more based upon like what you actually do, you know, like it's like, I mean, a lot of this is into the detriment, I think, of society. And I think it's all of a play on capitalism because we have turned ourselves into the product. So we feel like we have to do that.
Everybody's a brand now.
But at the same time, it is decentralized. And so it's harder. I feel like it's one of those things, like if you know somebody and you hear them, I think as fans, we're probably going to be more inclined to pay attention to them. But there's a comment in here right now. It's like, I don't know where people hear new artists. That's kind of become a new thing because we used to blog. We don't blog anymore.
Mm-hmm. Word of mouth is how I hear a lot of stuff now.
Yeah. You know, like I still get on there and like YouTube videos, and I have a playlist of all stuff that is dope that comes out, but you have to know where to get it. Exactly. You have to come to the website and look at it. You know?
And that used to be the move.
Yeah.
Go to the blog to find it. Like, mm-hmm.
But everything now is just turned to social media. And, you know,
my latest pickup was, I think you brought this to my attention, Villain Park.
Yeah.
That's the latest pickup, and they've been around for a few years now. Like
five, I would have known.
They're new to me, and they're dope. Yep.
Yeah, extremely dope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we're in the era now where, everybody is saying on a social media site, somebody you might scroll and see somebody share an album. It's like, that's how I got put on.
Yeah.
You know, or unless it's amongst us or somebody shoots a text or something, it's like you'll run into an album and like, oh, this is dope. And then we'll go from there. Like, like you said, Wheel Apart.
But it takes a lot for me at this point to hear something and want to leave the social platform I'm on to go check it out.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's got to connect for me. Like, it's got to connect.
There is a lot of fluff out there. I'm not going front.
There's a lot of competition now.
Yeah.
You know, everyone
can put out a record. But,
you can't be average.
When I look at, because I'm looking at, okay, what's even on the chart? You know,
yeah.
Because I haven't looked at this in a while because I haven't put out a J. Moore music list in a minute. But, like, the number one song, I'm not surprised by this, Drake, Your Little Baby, Girls Want Girls. Normani,
that's not even
Cardi
the best
B,
song on that album.
Wild Side. And then there's a song I never heard, Chloe Bailey, song called Have Mercy, which really,
That song.
I've heard it, but I don't know it
like that.
Wizkid Essence is still at the top. You know what I'm saying? Wale Poke It Out, which people don't really react to, what I like. Yeah. But you know, I'm just when I look at
demographics too, though.
Yeah, I mean it is demographics, but you know, I'm just saying this doesn't mean everything that it used to mean.
Yeah,
no, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, man, we can go ahead and end it there. Shout out to the chat. We appreciate everybody. Please stick around for the post show as always. Appreciate you guys for all of your interaction and comments tonight. As I always say, go to Google. Search New Old Heads. Find anything that has a subscription.
Man, just go to newoldheads.com.
Or just go to newoldheads.com. It'll do it too.
Yeah.
Google's powerful, but either way, sign up. Hit the bell for notifications.
We own newoldheads.com for a reason.
Shout out to Lone because we definitely cop.
Graphic.
And we'll see y'all next week. Stick around for the post show. Peace.
Yep.
In
a minute.